You know, most of us think about maintenance as that thing we do to keep the airplane legal. Maybe a new panel here, fresh avionics there. But there is an entire tier of aviation where maintenance and completion work looks more like building a flying five-star hotel. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today, I want to take you inside a world that most of us only glimpse when a gorgeous private 747 taxis past the FBO while we're pre-flighting our Skyhawk. I'm talking about VIP and VVIP aircraft completions, and specifically a company called AMAC Aerospace, operating out of Euro Airport Basel Mulhouse on the Swiss-French border. Today's show is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's what you need to know about AMAC Aerospace. This is a privately held Swiss company that has quietly become one of the go-to names in wide-body VIP completions and heavy maintenance. We're talking about taking a factory-fresh Boeing 747-8 or an Airbus A340 and turning the interior into something that would make most luxury hotels look modest. Custom cabins, conference rooms, bedrooms, full galleys, entertainment systems. These aircraft serve heads of state, royal families, and ultra-high-net-worth individuals who need to cross oceans in a mobile command center. Their main facility at Basel is enormous. Multiple wide-body hangars capable of housing the largest commercial frames flying today. And this matters because when you're doing a VIP completion on a 777, you need the floor space, the overhead cranes, the paint facilities, and the specialized workforce all under one roof. AMAC has invested heavily in exactly that kind of infrastructure. Now, why should a general aviation pilot care about any of this? A couple of reasons. First, the engineering that trickles down from this level of work eventually finds its way into the rest of the fleet. The composite interior panels, the weight-saving techniques, the cabin management systems that AMAC and companies like them develop for VVIP clients, those innovations filter into business aviation broadly over time. The touchscreen cabin controls in a new Gulfstream 600, that technology was pioneered at this level. Second, AMAC is not just a completion center. They do heavy maintenance, modifications, and upgrades across the business jet spectrum. If you're operating or managing anything from a Challenger to a Global or even a large cabin Gulfstream, companies like AMAC are part of the MRO ecosystem that keeps those fleets airworthy. MRO stands for Maintenance, Repair, and Overhaul for those less familiar with the term. Third, and this one's interesting from an industry perspective, the health of the VVIP completion market is actually a useful barometer for where business aviation is headed. When heads of state and sovereign wealth funds are placing orders for new wide-body completions, that signals long-term confidence in the private aviation sector. And right now, AMAC appears to be busy. Their order book, according to reporting from Aerotime, reflects sustained demand for these high-end programs. Let me give you a sense of the scale involved here. A VVIP completion on a wide-body aircraft can take 2 to 3 years from green aircraft delivery to finished product. The interior alone might weigh several thousand pounds and involve dozens of specialized subcontractors for everything from cabinetry to plating to custom wiring harnesses. The certification work is immense. Every single modification has to meet the same structural and safety standards as the baseline aircraft. The seat that happens to be upholstered in hand-stitched leather still has to meet the same 16G load requirements as an economy seat on a scheduled carrier. That's something worth appreciating. At this level, the line between luxury and engineering is razor thin. These aren't decorators. These are aerospace engineers who happen to be building interiors that look like they belong in a design magazine. AMAC also handles something that doesn't get as much attention but is arguably just as critical, the ongoing maintenance of these aircraft. A VIP 747 still needs D-checks. It still needs corrosion inspections and landing gear overhauls. But the complexity multiplies when every access panel leads to a custom installation that isn't in any standard maintenance manual. The documentation alone for a fully completed VVIP widebody is a library unto itself. AMAC maintains the institutional knowledge to service what they build, and that continuity is a big part of why operators stay with them. From a regulatory standpoint, AMAC operates under European Union Aviation Safety Agency oversight, EASA, and holds approvals from multiple national authorities for aircraft that operate globally and often land in jurisdictions with their own inspection requirements. Having a maintenance provider with broad international recognition simplifies the paperwork considerably. The headline doesn't tell the whole story on this one. When you read about a company doing VIP completions, it sounds glamorous, and parts of it certainly are. But underneath the surface, this is serious aerospace work. Structural modifications to airframes that were designed to carry 300 passengers in rows of 10, electrical systems redesigned from scratch, fuel system modifications to accommodate different cabin configurations. It's heavy engineering wrapped in a very polished package. One more thing worth noting, the Basel Mulhouse Airport itself is a unique location. It sits right on the border of Switzerland, France, and Germany and operates under a binational agreement. It has dedicated custom zones for each country for AMAC. That location provides access to a deep talent pool across three countries and a central European position that makes ferry flights from anywhere in the region straightforward. It's a smart place to build this kind of business. That reporting comes from Aerotime. And it's a good window into a part of aviation that most of us don't see up close, but that drives a significant amount of aerospace innovation. You can find more at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe out there.